జై మహాకాల్. ఇది December 2, 2004, 7:00 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్ గురించి హైదరాబాద్ లో. జై జై మహాకాల్.
One of the problems of human nature is, why all these difficulties to me alone? I am such a nice man, or a woman, or a boy, or a girl. I have not hurt anybody knowingly. I follow all the rules of the society and my own religion. Even then, we find that we are followed by a series of mishaps. We are not happy. And we find that some people who, for all practical purposes, are doing misdeeds, wrong deeds, the so-called evildoers, duṣkṛtinām, they are happy. This is a common complaint we always find in nature. Somehow we find that the results we obtain are not at all dependent on our efforts. Generally we say that the results depend on your efforts. But many a times we find, especially in business, especially in human relationships, you love somebody, you respect somebody, but you find that your love and respect is not retaliated, it is not reciprocated. Why all this? And even when you are happy, even when things are going smooth, sometimes we find, what is the purpose of all this existence? You seek it out, the light. What is the purpose of this existence? Why this earth? Why this planet? Why am I born in a particular family? Why somebody else is born in a better position? Even though you find that you are much better than him, is it not that? So the entire world seems purposeless, aimless. He said, what is all this going on? Why should we live at all? Sometimes we feel. And then we find somebody becomes a scientist, somebody becomes a politician, a leader, somebody becomes an artist, somebody sings well, and somebody wants to sing well. But when he comes, people start running away from him because they are unable to bear his singing. Is it not? But he wants to sing. And somebody has a natural talent to sing. Somebody has a natural talent to paint. What is the reason for all these things? Why somebody sings well? Why somebody becomes a politician? Why somebody very easily takes to yoga? And why at this particular juncture, all these classes? Why? All these are questions. But actually, there is no logical and scientific answers. We have answers, no doubt about it. Religion gives one type of answers. Vaishnavists give another type of answer. Scientists, they are the most wise people of all. They just ignore those situations. They don't even think about those peculiar circumstances. So whatever may be the reason, what actually happens is, we are completely perplexed, confused. We just don't understand why we are living. To explain this, there is a hint in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says to Arjuna that this yoga is first of all told by him to Lord Vivaswan. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. I taught this imperishable yoga to the sun. S-U-N, sun. The source of all yoga, the source of all our questions, and the source of all our answers is the sun. In these classes, if you understand what I am telling properly, first of all you will understand the rationale of these great people like Leonardo Vinci. You heard about him? The great painter. And he is also a scientist. And he is also a philosopher. You will know more about him. You will understand more about Julius Caesar and the like, the kings. And you will understand the scientists, why a particular scientist discovered a particular aspect of nature. You will understand that also. And you will understand the rationale of why India has become democratic, why India was invaded by two foreign strengths, a wilderness. And most of all, you will understand why you are born on this planet Earth. You will very clearly understand why you are born on this planet Earth in a particular family, with those limitations or with those exceptional qualities. You understand what you are going to learn from these classes, you will learn almost everything. You will have no doubt. The only thing is you will have to follow once the doubts are cleared. So with this background, you come to these classes as a very serious student, not just thinking that it is another class of yoga. It is not a class of yoga. It is a class of futuristic education. In future, this is the education which can give a solution to all our problems. Many a times we find that our children have become very adamant. They have become very angry. They seem to boss over us. Why? You will get an answer for that also. And you will get an answer of what you are supposed to do, not only in this life, but the coming 200 crores of years. You see the span for the future 200 crores of years and the past 200 crores of years. So roughly, in these classes, we are going to scan a period of 500 crores of years. Of this, 200 are over, in the coming 300 years. When I say 300, you add crores. Because always telling 300 crores of years is very difficult. When I say 300, you put that crores there. So with this background, we start this class. For all your difficulties, the solution will be there. If a man-eater rules in Africa, he is the enemy. At the same time, when Idi Amin was ruling in that part of Africa, in Bombay there was a strike of bankers. Bankers Union was on strike. And in Punjab, I think, there was a student unrest. At three different parts, three things are happening simultaneously on the planet Earth. When Idi Amin, the man-eater, he was a cannibal. He used to eat his opponent's heart and he used to relish it very much. Vegetables, 40 or 50 years back, or 70 years back. We try to understand the peculiarity of the subject that I am going to introduce to you. Idi Amin in Africa, he is ruling like a tyrant, torturing his people, torturing his people. And around that time in Bombay, there was a big strike of bank employees. It went for 2 or 3 months. I don't remember exactly what happened to them. And then there was a student unrest in Punjab. In his book Future Shock, the name of the book is Future Shock. All of you should read this book who wants to understand the solar system. The writer is Alvin Toffler, A-L-V-A-N-T-O-F-F-L-E-R. You should read that book. Until you read it, you will not be able to appreciate what I am telling to you. In that book, Future Shock, he says, it is written in 1984, that book. He says that in the coming events will give you more shocks, individually also, geographically also, politically also. But all these shocks, he says, are interrelated. You are understanding what I mean? The reason for the Bombay banker strike is Idi Amin ruling in Africa. The reason for the student unrest is these two people. The unrest of bankers in Bombay, Idi Amin in Africa. You are understanding what I am trying to tell you? Every incident in this world, in this universe, is interrelated. And until and unless you know the interrelationship, you cannot understand your problem. This interrelationship has been given by beautiful verse, Akhanda Mandalakaram, Vyaptam Yena Characharam, Yat Padam Darshitam Yena, Tasmay Shri Guru. Shri Guru is not a religious leader. You try to understand the Indian concept of a guru. He is not a religious leader. He is not a yoga teacher. He is not there to tell you to do some japa, to do some asanas. But he is there to tell you the interrelationship of everything. Of everything. Lalita Sahasrama, you have a name, Abhrahma Kita Janane, Varanasrama Vidhaya. You just read the name, you don't understand. And we are so foolish that we don't try to understand this that somebody else tells us. At least as some good man, then a great man, then a successful man, then a man who is able to do some miracles, in whose life you find that by going near him you find peace and happiness. You just don't try to understand how he became happy. If somebody else, a crow, he becomes a millionaire, you ask him, how you became a millionaire? Is it not? But nobody asks how you can be happy. You see the fundamental foolishness of our life. Until today, nobody has asked me to bless his children, Master, let him be happy. Everyone asks him, Master, he bless him, let him be well. Everyone, irrespective, until today, I have never found any parent asking me, Master, please see that my child is happy. That's all, I don't want anything. They don't ask that. Do you know what they ask? Exactly what you are going to ask. Let my children read well. Let my children get higher degrees with these marks. Why do you want that they should read? Because you think that if they read, they will be happy. Is it not? If you think that by reading they will be unhappy, will you force them to read? No. And why do children read even though they don't like it? I am yet to see a child say, or a student say that I like reading. Nobody says they like reading. But they read. There are so many universities. There is so many colleges. The teachers, I was a teacher. I took voluntary retirement. And I know myself, I don't know about the other teachers. Never I went to a college with a happy frame of mind. It was such a boring thing to go to the college. At least I am honest to say that I feel bored to go to a college. And I hope that my fraternity, all lecturers feel the same thing. Don't you? And when you go to teach and feel bored, you think about the students. They are super bored. And a simple mathematical equation, one ball goes to another ball. What happens? I don't know what happens. So that is what happens in the schools and colleges. Bore. Why bore? But the same students, when they go to the show, they don't get the ticket, they have to go in the queue. First to the first show. They are not good. Why? They anticipate that they are going to enjoy. So it is an anticipation. So if you can anticipate and think that going there will give you some relief, some boredom, you can wait. Is it not? You can wait. And when you know that you are going to get a very great happiness, you can wait for a long time. And not only that, when I was teaching in Guntur for the medical entrance students in the tutorial colleges, residential colleges, there used to be 100 or 200 students before me sitting on the floor in summer, special entrance classes in summer, all jam-packed. With very great difficulty I used to enter the class and stand on the wall almost pasted to the wall because all the students are sitting before me. And many of the students at that time used to come from Punjab and other areas, Delhi, others, in the Vishwavidyalaya College. Most of the people coming from very rich families, with ACs, AC cars, and the so-called high-tech life. Why I call it a so-called high-tech life? Because the present-day high-tech life is not at all a life. When you understand the real life, the present day life seems to be a very silly thing, but that I will come later. I am telling about my experience in a residential college as a chemistry teacher for future engineers and doctors. All coming from very rich families, very comfortable families. And they sitting in the Guntur sun. All jam-packed, and nobody leaving the class. And when I used to say the class is over, they said, no, master, you just, one more doubt, one more question. And I am also perspiring, they are also perspiring. Naturally, they are not physically happy, is it not? They are not physically happy, but still, they are there trying to understand a very difficult subject. Because even now I find that many students say that chemistry is very difficult. And I said arithmetic is very difficult. So that is something different. You got the point what I am trying to drive home. If you are sure that the present difficulty, the present tension, the present problem will lead you to happiness, you are ready to bear that problem. Are you not? So this solar system study will prove you that wherever you are, whatever is your difficulty, is for your good. It is not a hypothetical Vedantic approach to life. It is not a negation to life. It will conclusively prove you that whatever difficulty you are getting now, whatever it may be, whether it is a marital problem, whether it is a family problem, whether it is a health problem, whether it is a financial problem, whether it is a psychological problem, any problem, whatever problem it is, you will conclusively come to a realization that all these problems are for your good. When you understand that, suddenly your approach towards life will change. You will not waste your time in all these silly things. When I mean, when I say silly, it identifies rather what those silly things are. So this much you understood, are you clear what you are going to learn? You are going to learn a complete solution for your problems, for your family problems, for your socialistic problems, for your regional problems, for your mother country's problems, for the problems of the world. Every problem is solved by this single book. But you have to study it. Just by thinking that keeping this book and just reading a few pages is not enough. You will have to give your complete mental effort to understand what I am trying to tell. Naturally, the first few hours will be very, 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 very boring. Because I will have to introduce you to the fundamentals of it. To the fundamentals of it. When you hear a very great musician singing and he takes into your access, you feel very beautiful and say, I will become a musician. Then we can become a musician, but for that you have to put a great effort, and that will be boring, is it not? Putting the effort will be boring. But as far as the understanding aspects of it, I hope that I will conclusively prove to you that this study will give a solution to every problem of life. And when I say every problem of your life, if you have a pet animal in your house and it goes out and comes back bitten by some other dog or something, you will not be angry with the owner of the other dog. You will understand why that dog was bitten by that dog. I guarantee you that knowledge. You understand? And when you understand that it is very necessary, you will not be angry. You will bear it. It is not that the trouble will go, the pain will be there, the suffering will be there. But the suffering will come out in some new light of understanding. This background you should continuously read before you when you read this book, Solar System. Always remember, it is going to give you a solution. Solution for what? For every problem. For every problem. Mahatma Gandhi used to say that whenever he had a political problem, he had a lot of problems. Internal problems as well as external problems. Internal problems in Congress itself. In the times of Gandhi itself, the Congress split into 3 or 4 divisions. There were what we call the soft ones, the hardcore ones, the terrorists, the revolutionists. He has to balance them. And then the British government harassing him, not leaving him, putting him in jail or being. With all these problems, he said that it is the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita which helped him to cross over those problems. I think said that it is Gita which gave him a solution for theory of relativity. Tilak said he got it from Gita, he got the knowledge of Karma Yoga. Why I am talking about Gita? Because in Gita Krishna says that this yoga, this knowledge, the knowledge of Gita was first taught by Lord Krishna to the Lord Son. Imam Vivartate Yogam Proktama Ahamavi. With this background, anticipating a cure all, we start our solar system. Diagram 1, you open it in your books, those who have the books. And I wish that all of you should have a book, if not today, later. These names you must by heart. These are the basic what we call definitions in understanding the solar systems. We all of you know what is a physical stula. All of us are having a physical body. This is physical, this is physical, this is physical. The moon is physical. The planets are physical. So all these are known as the stula or physical plane. You got an understanding of what you mean by physical plane? Whatever you are able to see physically, all this is known as the physical plane. In Telugu it is known as the sthula sharira. This one. All of us are very much interested in keeping this physical body happy. When will be the physical body happy? When its physical demands are fulfilled. Is it not? If it is hungry, it should get food. If it is thirsty, water. Whatever desires it has, if you fulfill those desires, the physical body is happy. But you know one thing more. You fulfill the needs of the physical body, but if you go on repeating, you are hungry, you eat. You cannot eat more than what you want. You are satisfied, you stop. After a few hours again, you become hungry. So you fulfill the need. What happens? Again, you become hungry. You understand this concept of physical? This one you understand. This is easy for us to understand. Tama, emotional. In English it is known as, in philosophy it is known as the astral. In Vedantic literature, it is known as Pranamaya. So we have the Sthula, it is also known as Annamaya, and then the Kama, Pranamaya. Desire. When you are controlled by desire, do you know what happens in you? You are not worried about the physical aspect. You are more important. It is more important for the desire to be fulfilled. Desire is to be fulfilled. You are ready to go to any lot of any extent to suffer physically. Yourself, you will not want to go anywhere. But suppose by going to a temple and by doing about 1,000 pradakshinas there, you will get some, your desire fulfilled. What you will do? Immediately you will get up and start doing pradakshinas. You understand now what I mean by this statement? If you have a desire, the desire sees that you do not care the physical body's comfort. And now, there is a tussle, there is a clash. clash between the physical body and the desires. If the physical body's comfort dominates, your desire is gone. For students especially, many of the students come to me and complain, "Master, I am unable to read, I am unable to concentrate." Is it not a problem for all students? And for us, the parents, we want to do some japa, we want to do some yajna, I am unable to concentrate, Master. The mind is not concentrating on japa. But these persons who are not able to sit for 5 minutes or 10 minutes in meditation can sit for 3 hours before it is without complaint. Is it not a fact? And till now, I have not yet found one parent or one student complaining to me, "Master, I want to see a movie, but I am not able to concentrate, I am not able to fix my mind on the screen. Can you help me?" Nobody has asked. And I am sure nobody will ask. You understand? So whenever you say that I am not able to concentrate, whenever you say that I am not able to sit, you simply understand you are not interested. If you are interested, you can sit for hours today. Somebody, a few days back, was telling me, when in Ongole, generally I take the classes in early morning, 5:35, because that is the time when I get up and when I read myself. So when people want to read there, I send them, "Okay, you come when I read, so that I need not repeat what I read. When I am reading, let us read together just like today. We are all reading together." So one of them said that, "Master, I can't come because I can't come alone. That odd hour of early morning, 5 o'clock, I don't know how 5 o'clock is an odd hour. Midnight, 12 or 1 o'clock, even then it is not an odd hour because those who go to the second show come at that time." But anyway, they said that they can't come so early in the morning because they can't come. Then I said, "Suppose you have to catch a train. And you have to catch the train at 3 o'clock. What will you do? Will you catch it or leave it? It depends upon the destination. Where you are going, if it is very important, nothing will stop you from catching the train at any time." And many a time I give my own brother's example. My brother is very much interested in seeing cricket. It is not that I am not interested, but he is more interested. So when the transmission of the World Series between Australia and India, say they used to transmit at 2:30 in the morning, early morning, he is not able to generally wake up before 7 or 8. But in those days, he used to get up by 2 o'clock because the match starts at 2. And because at that time he wakes up and puts this TV commentary with a loud noise, my father will not like it. But if I sit, maybe my father will not like it, but he will not say, "No, okay. If your brother is saying, okay, you can also sit." So what will he say? "You please get up." And then I get in touch. So I say, "You do this for me, you drink tea for me, you should drink this, you could get this." And all this we used to keep it ready before I get up. And when I get up, I ask him, "Is the tea ready? Is the cigarettes ready? Is the masala packet ready?" At that time I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes. It's wrong, I know, but I used to smoke it, but not now. So I used to keep all those things ready. Why? Because if I get up with him and see the TV, okay, he can enjoy it. But suppose we ask somebody to read at that time, what they will say? we are able to understand what I want to convince you is that physical is always dominated by desire. You understand the statement? The physical is dominated by desire. If your desire is serious enough, you can overcome all the limitations of the physical body. Many times in medicine, magic factor, miracles happen. Paralytic stroke people, they can't move out of the bed. But there are many instances when the house is on fire, those patients are the first people to come out and run out. There are so many instances in world retreat. So sometimes I feel that paralytic people are paralytic people because they want to be paralytic. They don't want to work. That is the best way to escape work. You got the point what I am trying to convey? The desire, if it is serious enough, can overcome all physical limitations. All physical limitations. That is the conclusion. Now we come to this one. This is known as the Manomaya Kosha in our Vedanta literature. This manas, this mind, has been divided into two parts, the lower mind and the higher mind. The lower mind is self-centered, selfish. The higher mind is non-selfish. It thinks about the good of others. We have this type of two minds also. We love our silver. We don't want to see that they weep. But if they don't go to the school, what do? We beat them. Is it not? We force them to go to the school. Why? The student does not want to go to the school. The teacher does not want to go to the school. Even the parents, when they were young, I am sure that they also never wanted to go to a school. But still, against their desire of not going to a school, their mind says that it is better to go to a school rather than fulfilling your temporary desire. You understand the difference between these two? You understand the difference between this to your mind says, okay, you are happy now. But after a few years, when you grow, and you do not read, then people will laugh at you. And forget about people laughing at you. You will not be able to earn a livelihood. So it is better you read, even though you do not desire to read. Nobody wants very easily to part a thousand of rupees. But in engineering college for the field, everyone is prepared to pay huge amounts, even though it is beyond their financial conditions or affordability. Is it not? If you are sure that your son will get a seat in engineering, and you cannot afford that amount, somehow you try to get that amount. Is it not? But suppose somebody asks, give me your 200 rupees. Will you give? 10 rupees, okay. 1 rupee? For many of us it is okay. But giving 40 or 60,000 rupees as a fees or a tuition fees for your son to read, it will be one of us will take the risk, is it not? Why? The mind dominates the desire. What is mind? Mind is thinking, thought. Desire is desire. Physical body. Got the 3 points very clear? This is what is known as Vyahuti in Gayatri Mantra. Bhu, Bhuvaha, Svaha. You try to understand these basics. I told you the first few hours will be very, very boring, laborious, and pleasing also. But if you can understand the definition, the latter part becomes a cakewalk. It becomes very easy to finish the book if you understand this concept. So you have a physical body, sthula sharira, it is also known as annamaya kosha. You remember these names, sthula sharira, annamaya kosha, physical body. This is dominated by desire, korikalu. Emotions. This is this plane, this is what is known as the astral plane. And above the astral plane, there are thoughts. You try to understand the difference between thoughts and desires. Because until you understand the difference between thought and desire, we will not be able to master the solar system. Health is a word. It gives you a thought. Every word gives a thought. Can I say? You utter a word, it gives you a thought, and the thought gives you a picture. When I say cow, it is a thought, it is a word. But when I say cow, immediately you have a picture of a cow, is it not? Then, so any thought you have, what do you find? It has an image. That is why thought process is known as imagination. Are you following the thought processes? So every thought must have an image. If you don't have an image, you cannot have a thought. Are you able to understand this question? And if you don't know the image and that word is uttered to you, the word becomes meaningless. For example, suppose there is a fruit which is not available in India. It will not grow in Indian soil. So someone comes from America, he talks about that fruit. He names that fruit. Will you be able to understand what it means? E.K. once gave a very peculiar, a crude example of this imagination. I think it is crude, but it is very good to understand this concept. In a desert country, where there are no mangoes seen, a teacher was talking about mangoes. He was telling that mangoes are very sweet, and when you eat a mango, you have some threat coming out of it. They were not able to understand what is that. Then he said, okay, all of you have beards. You do one thing, all of you get a very thick honey and taste it to your beard and taste it. You taste your beard and you taste your, how do you find? So this is what a mango is, he said. You try to understand what I am trying to convey to you. The example is crude. But even then, they will understand only the taste aspect, but they will never understand the fruit. They have never seen the fruit. Are you following my logic? They have never seen a mango fruit. The teacher wanted to tell them about the mango fruit, and the only rough example he could at that time find is taste honey to your beard and taste. They tasted, and naturally honey like sweet, okay. But do you think they understood what a mango is? They cannot until they see a mango and taste it. So what happens in our education system and in spiritualism is, we are all the beard honey eaters. We talk about God, we don't know what God is. So what do you understand? You've got the point. In thinking, You can think only about the thing about which you have already experienced. If you have not experienced it, you cannot think about it. Can you? You cannot. So this is the point where we are all in between. This is the barrier which we have to cross, the barrier between the lower mind and the higher mind. But we do have an example of higher mind. Fitness. You try to explain somebody who has not tasted something which is sweet. Can you tell them? Can you? You try? You can only explain the taste if he has also experienced it. Is it not? So whenever you want to think about something, you should have an experience and an image of it. An experience and an image. An experience and an image. So our rishis understood this concept of imagination. So what did they do? They gave you 50% of it. We have two things, is it not? One is an image and the other is a personal experience. So they have given you a number of divine forms. You have not tasted it. You have no experience of it. But you have a form of it. So if you want to understand the divine laws, I am not talking about the gods, I am talking about the laws of nature. If you want to understand the divine laws, the images are very important. The images are important in this plane. This is what is known as the plane of imagination. This plane. So this is Annamaya, this is Pranamaya, and this is lower Manomaya you can call. Nisa Manomaya ante daniki artham maaripothundi. Nisa Manas ante baagundadu. ఇంకొకటి నీచే అనుకున్నాను లోవర్ మనస్ అన్నా మనకి ఇంగ్లీష్ అలవాటేగా ఇంకొక లోవర్ మనస్ థాట్స్ అండ్ నౌ థాట్స్ వెన్ దే డూ బికమ్ డిజైర్ కెన్ యూ టెల్ మీ దిస్ లింక్ ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ ట్రెమెండస్ పవర్ అన్లీస్డ్ ఇన్ యూ ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ చేంజ్ యువర్ థాట్స్ ఇన్ యువర్ డిజైర్ No power on earth can stop it. What is the technology of changing thoughts into desires? You understood what I mean? I want to see a movie. This is a thought. I want to go to a class. This is a thought. There are two thoughts now in your mind. Going to the college and attending the class, or skipping the class, going to a movie. There are two thoughts. You get so many thoughts. Going to a friend's house, going to a father's office, going to a relative's house, going to a market. Number of thoughts come into our brain. Right? And now, of all these thoughts, you will act only on a particular thought. Whether you will go to your college, if you go to your college, the other thoughts are there. If you go to your movie, the other thoughts are there. Is it not? So what happens? Your thought became an action when the desire is adequate. When you desire to go to your college, you will not go to a movie. If you desire to go to a movie, you will not go to the college. You understood the difference between thoughts and desire? A thought is a thought is a thought because it is a thought. You won't act on it. But when the thought becomes a desire, you will act on it. So the action depends on what? Desire. The thought converting itself into a desire. This you remember. Later I will come to this point. A thought can become an action only when you desire it. If there is no desire, the thought will be thought only. You will not put it into practice. Now come to this point, the higher manas, the higher mind, the noble mind. The higher mind is something which relates everything. For example, let us say a triangle. Suppose I say a triangle. All of you know what is a triangle? For the moment I say a triangle, the image comes to your mind. Is it not? Immediately when I say a triangle, the image comes to your mind. But when you say that the triangle you are imagining is the same triangle which the other man is imagining? You are seeing a triangle, because when I say a triangle, you should imagine a triangle. You have an idea of a triangle. But you may be seeing a triangle which you saw just coming to the class. You may be visualizing a isosceles triangle. Somebody else may be visualizing a right angled triangle. Somebody may be visualizing a very big triangle. Somebody may be visualizing a small triangle. So, even the same triangle when you see there on the board will be different, because you are looking from a different angle and you are looking from a different angle. So the picture on the retina will be different. It will not be the same triangle which I drew on this screen, is it not? Are you able to follow this thought? Different triangle. So the higher mind is the principle called the triangle. It is one to all triangles. What is the principle? A triangle must have three lines joining at three different points. That principle is same for any triangle, whether past, present or future. Got the point? And when you say a triangle, the higher mind goes to the principle. The lower mind goes to an image which you know, which you already have experienced, which you have already seen. You understood the difference between the higher mind and lower mind? The higher mind is a principle. The lower mind is an experience. This is a principle. This is an experience. This you know. This you have experienced, this you have visualized, this you can think about. And now, I am going back again to the honey-beard experience. All of you understood what is the honey-beard experience? I am talking about the mango experience. A rishi has seen God and he says God is love. That is coming from this mind, the principle of love. But when you interpret it, what color do you give? It depends on what type of love you have experienced, is it not? You can never understand this experience. That is why I call it a honey-beard experience. That great love of the rishi, we again convert it into the lower values. That is the problem. When we are dealing with the solar system or something, you have to try to pull yourself up for at least that fraction of a second from our limitation. We should go into the principles. This principle His letter Rasnama is given the name as Para Pachyanti Madhyama Vaishali. All are the states of mind, but I will try to explain it by physical example. Vaishali means that which you utter. Madhyama, just before you utter. Pachyanti, what you see. Para, the principle. Let us try to understand what it means. A chappala is there. Chappalu. Immediately you will remember your chappals, because they are easily available. You can use them. There are a number of chappals there. Your chappal is there, their chappal is there, all of us have our chappals there. Your chappal is the Vaishali chappal, because you are the owner of it. Is it not? You got the point? There are about 20 chappals there. We are sitting here. Then I say, go and wear chappal. What will you do? You will go and wear your chappal. When you wear that chappal, suppose there are 20 chappals, there are how many chappals remaining there? And you can wear any chappal, is it not? Instead of this, if you find something nice and nobody is seeing you and you will see the very past and old chappal, what would you like to do? You won't do it, of course, but what would you like to do? You would like to wear a better chappal. How many chappals you can wear? 19. But they are there, but you are not using them. So that shows chappals which are there physically, but you are not using them, are known as the Madhyama chappals. They are there, you can use it. Just as a word, before it comes out of your mouth, you can change it to any word. Is it that you want to say some rough words to somebody? It is almost on your list. But suddenly you find that he is more hasty than you. And if you utter that word, what will happen? He will catch hold of your neck. Then what will you say? About to use it, but the word change. You can change the word. You can change the shoes. You got the idea of Vaishali and Madhyama? Pachyanti. Pachyanti. Somebody comes to you and tells, I have gone to the Bata shop. There is a peculiar chappal. You can visualize it, even though you may not see it, is it not? The shoe is not there. The shoe is elsewhere. You can visualize it. That is what is known as the Pachyanti shoe. And you can go past and future also. You know, the Greeks used to wear a very peculiar footwear, like laces coming up to this point, you remember? Old Romans and Greeks. You can visualize past. And in future, you may visualize the chappal where you just put your feet in it and you just fly. So in Pachyanti, where can you go? Past, present and future. But all this is nothing but a principle which protects your legs. Footwear is nothing but a principle which protects your legs. You got the point? What I want to know? So this is what is known as the sthula chappal, what you have. The kama chappal, you can have it if you want. This one, the lower manas, past, present, future. The higher manas, the principle. Got it? Can you give a similar example, any one of you, giving these four states, Vaishali, Madhyama, Pachyanti, Para. Vaishali means that which is physically possible. You have the states there. I ask you to go and sit on a chair. there are 1, 2, 3, 4 chairs there and some revolving chair is there. Those chairs, is it Madhyama or Vaikari? For you now, now, you are saying Vaikari or Madhyama? Somebody are saying Madhyama, somebody, the word Vaikari is coming out of their mouth. Okay, let us go at the democratic style. How many say it is Vaikari? How many people say that those states are Vaikari? None. So naturally all of you say it is because they are there but you are not occupying them. But suppose you get up and occupy one seat. Then the seat that you are occupying is Vaikari and the others are Madhyama, but they are there itself. And if you want, you can change. This is the relationship between sthula and kama, pranamaya kosha and annamaya kosha. So if you can change the shape, you can change your health also, if you know how to do it. This shape has a weak leg, broken leg. So you want to sit on it, but before sitting on it, you see that its leg is broken. Then what can you do? It is available for you. Is it not? If you can do that, you can do for your health the same thing also. Later I will explain you how to do it. But are you able to understand the concept of it? The principle behind it? You are the man who decides what type of body you want. You can change your body instantaneously. Instantaneously. It is not that it will take some time. But for that you need some practice. For example, in music, you can change from one raga to another raga. How much time do you take to change the ragas? If you know that, you want to change from one raga to another raga, how much time do you take? Instantaneously. The only thing is you should know. Is it not? Similarly, if you can know how to go from a sthula sharira to the kamamaya sharira, to the pranamaya sharira, instantaneously all the diseases in the world will vanish. Instantaneously. That is one of the guarantees that the solar system gives. Arogyam bhaskarad itse. If you want help, you ask the solar, the sun god. But I have not yet come to the sun. I am coming still to the lower part of the sun. This is annamaya. This is pranamaya. This is lower manomaya. This is higher manomaya. This is physically yours. This is possibly yours. This is past, present and future. And this is the principle. Indirectly you can call it as Vaikari, Madhyama, Pashyanti, Para. And now if you have any doubts in this, you ask and then I will proceed. Because almost I have finished the boring part of it. Almost, just 20 minutes more. And then we can go into the interesting part of the solar system. Yes? Right. Same desire?
You are talking
Still you are caring for the physical body, but when he reads, he has a guarantee of many years of comfort. Whereas if he doesn't read, there is no guarantee of even a few days of comfort. So you can bear the comfort ease of the physical body for a longer time. So it is the length that is important. When you have a question, I couldn't understand probably. If the emotional dominates the physical, yes.
It's not dominating, it's still wanting something physical.
That's
when you are giving importance to
the physical. Okay, you can understand like that. There is nothing wrong in it. What I want to convey is if your desire is strong enough, you can bear physical hardships. Is it not? Okay. We will go for another type of example. One is a patriarch. He's gay. And he's beaten well. Sufficiently beaten, and he comes out. If he still has that desire for the mother country, will he bear that beating and go on doing that revolutionary work, or will he stop it? So there is no comfort. Here, your logic is that he is thinking about comfort. But a patriarch, he is not thinking about comfort. He is prepared to die. In that year, when you come to the supermind concept of Aurobindo, you find a very peculiar thing, that when he had a real desire for anything, the physical hardship becomes a pleasure, a real pleasure. Of that will come later, because we are anticipating too much ahead. That is not good here. Only about these things. You know what is Annamaya Kosha? Your physical body. What is Pranamaya Kosha? Your emotions or desires. What is Manomaya Kosha? What is Manomaya Kosha? Thoughts with experience and image. Lower Manas is thought which you know. For example, let us take a face. She is seeing red color. She sees it red color. But he cannot name it. Because he doesn't know that it is called red. Is it not? So we as parents or teachers tell him and show that color and say that this is red and say this is blue. So once he has the ability to associate the imagined world, that becomes lower mind. When he is not able to give it a name, it becomes only a principle. It's something there. He doesn't know even it is a color. You got the point? So in the lower mind, you have experience and images. When I say camera, you know what is a camera. Is it not? But probably I am talking about a new type of camera which I saw in America and which you have not seen it. Now what happens? I am talking about a camera, you are talking about a camera. My image and experience of camera is different from what camera you are talking about. You understand the difference? This is where the clashes come. When we talk about why do you clash is because the images are not same. What I say has a different image, has a different experience, and what you think is a different experience, is a different image. So the lower mind, world plus image. And what is higher mind? The principle. When I say camera, and when you think of a camera, there may be two different different cameras. But the principle is, you focus it on a particular object and you click it, you will get the picture. The principle never changes. The contradictions exist only in the lower mind. In the higher mind there is no contradiction. A camera is a camera. Whether it is a box type camera, you remember the old cameras with the man behind that tripod. It is also a camera of course. But then sinful camera with a dark cloth. Is it not? It is also a camera. And the polarized cameras and then present day cameras, they are also cameras. But when we come to the lower mind, we clash. No, no, that camera is better than this camera. This camera is my camera, therefore it must be better than your camera. Because it is my camera. Beautiful logic. A logic is a logic. What is that? So all these logics happen because of images. Associated with a word. When I say Allah, and when a Muslim say Allah, there is a lot of difference in emotions, in imagery. When I say Ram, when a man from other religions say Ram, the same word, but the imagination differs. You are following it. The clash comes. So all the clashes are until here. If you can go beyond this, there is no clash, because there is only experience. Experience and experience and no name. That is why this level is always known as the Avang Manasa Gochara. It is beyond words and lower mind. This much is clear, all of you? If this is clear, I will jump to the next chapter. Anyone? Annamaya? Pranamaya? Swarnamaya, the physical body, Manomaya, the desire body, lower mind, your mind associated with imagination. You associate a particular world with a particular image. How you correlate those images is extremely personal affair. Are you clear about that? Your imaginations of God, your imaginations of love, your imaginations of family relationships, your imaginations of friendships. It may be quite different from what I think. All these are there in the lower mind. In the higher mind, what do we have? We have only principles. That's all. Only principles. And now, we go to the Buddhi. This Buddhi is a very peculiar thing. You try to understand this. Buddhi can be defined as a source for all problems and also a source for answers to all problems. You got the contradiction? Buddhi is the source for all problems. It is a source for all problems. And again, I say, Buddhi is the source for the solution for all problems. That is the what we call as Buddhi. And in Vedic literature, we call it as Vijnana. Vijnanamaya Kosha. This Vijnanamaya Kosha, let us take the example of a scientist and let us see if we can understand what I mean by this definition of Buddhi. What did I say? I said Buddhi is the source of all problems. And Buddhi is the source of all solutions. Let us take the example of a scientist. He faces a problem. Who gave him that problem? He himself. Nobody has asked Faraday to discover electricity. Nobody has asked and begged Newton to discover the laws of gravity. Did you? No. Nor our forefathers. Nobody has asked the scientists, the Vijnana Vettalu. Scientist means Vijnana Vettalu. The definition of that they have solved the problem of cancer. Somebody else, they have another problem, some pesticide problem, let us suppose a scientist, agricultural scientist, he creates a problem in his mind. I have to solve and get a solution for this problem. And do you know that in all research, we say what is your problem? Research problem? You got the point? So the scientist who is trying to do some research is putting himself a problem. He is generating a problem for us. And who is solving it? So the scientist himself, the Vijnana Yatra, himself is creating a problem, and what is he doing? So that is Buddhi, Vijnanamaya Kosha. So in Vijnanamaya Kosha, you have the source of all problems, and naturally you have a solution for all problems. Are you now able to understand why I have guaranteed that if you read this book, all your problems will be solved? The only thing you have to do is, you have to realize whether it is in health, whether it is a medical problem, whether it is an economic problem, whether it is a social problem, a political problem, any problem. It is a problem in this life. And how to solve it? Go to the place. Where are we? So these are the two gems which we have to take. And these gems, Aurobindo calls it as the overmind. This plane, Aurobindo calls it as the overmind. The intuitional plane. So if you have a problem, and if you are in this plane, what does it mean? You have a solution. And if you don't have a solution, what does it mean? You are somewhere here. And when you get a problem, if by number of experimentations, by number of wrong experiments, if you reach this place, you get the solution. Are you able to understand the logic behind it? You understand the logic behind it, you will get a wonderfully beautiful conclusion. It will completely surprise you, the conclusion. I'm trying to explain that point. In this book, not over mind, just below the over mind. This is this one. That is over mind. This is intuitional mind. Now, you people don't confuse with that Aurobindo's nomenclature. I'm sorry that I have brought that topic. I should not have. You try to follow this one. Buddhi. Buddhi creates a problem and solves it. And in solving it, it gets pleasure. Will you accept that statement? If not, the scientists would not have voices for it. So any problem, if you can enjoy it, you will reach this state. If you hate it, you are in this state. Got the point? In hell. A karma. Balabhadana. You are in this state. Is state okay? You solve it automatically. You become healthy. Economic problem. You people don't believe that if you are in this state, even sand becomes gold. All of you must have heard about Dhuniwala Baba. How many of you people heard about Dhuniwala Baba? Anyway, he used to be near the Narmada River in Madhya Pradesh. Recently means in the British time. He is known as Dhuniwala Baba because he always has to have a dhuni. Dhuni means a fire. Many people used to go to him. So some people used to go to him and say, Baba, I have to marry my child. At that time there were child marriages in 1840s. They don't have money. Then he was on the banks of Narmada, so he used to take a few sand grains and used to give it to them. And then when it falls in the other man's hand, it becomes gold. He used to sell it later on in to the marriage. This happened a number of times when the collectors at that time, the British collectors, recorded it in their gazette that yes, it happened. This plane can change anything to anything. And then you say, let me learn master this thing. You have already learned the secret. What should you do? From the lower mind, if you should jump into the intuitional mind. How to jump into the intuitional mind? How do the scientists get a solution for their problem? What do they do? What do they do, the scientists? They experiment. Is it not? They experiment how? With a theory behavior. They have a theory for their experiments, is it not? And we, without a theory, try to experiment to go from a lower mind to a higher mind. We try to understand the situation I am talking about. Somebody comes to your door and says, I am going to find out a medicine for cancer. You please donate about 5,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees every month. Would you give him? Would you give him? What will he say? Show me your educational qualifications. What are the educational qualifications? They must be trained in that particular branch of thinking. Is it not? If they are supposed to do research in agricultural branch, they should have a MSc degree in agriculture. If they want to solve a problem in chemistry, then what should they have? A MSc degree at least in chemistry. If they want to solve a problem in biochemistry, they should have a MSc degree in biochemistry. Is it not? What degree we have to get this from this level to this level? No education. Are you able to follow? If you learn that education, a very peculiar thing comes to your understanding. Try to understand it. A biochemist wants to solve the problem. He is entitled to solve the problem, therefore the government gives him a research fellowship, a grant. Or he is given a job of a scientist A or scientist B or scientist C or scientist D. But when the government or the scientist demand that he should finish his research on a particular day, can anyone say that yes, I will solve this problem in 2 days, 3 days, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? No. But can you say that probably by tomorrow you may get a result? Is it possible? Quite possible. You got the point? In research, in solving a problem, even though you have the necessary educational thinking processes at your command, you cannot guarantee the result by saying that yes, I will give you the solution tomorrow. Yes, I will give you the solution day after tomorrow. What you can guarantee? I can try. I know the methodology of trying. Someday I am sure that I will reach there and get the problem solved. Is it not? Is it not? Can you use it for other purposes? For solving your financial problems? For solving your health problems? Can you use it? Try to think about it. Now it's true. You got the rational assigned appointment within it. First thing, thinking process next call. There, chemistry vadiki, he has a fundamental chemical background. Engineering vadiki, he has a fundamental engineering background. Medicine vadiki, he has a fundamental medical background of few years of study, not 1 or 2 years, a decade at least, 10 to 15 years of study, is it not? And to become a yogi, what have you studied? How can you become a yogi? How can you get those miracles? But once you understand that what the scientist is trying to do is not experimentation, but this one. Did you follow my thought? By doing the experiment, what the scientist is doing is trying to lift his mind from this level to, and that particular day, when the scientist is able to bring his mind from this level to this level, the problem is solved. But no scientist can guarantee how many days or years it takes for him in that particular problem to reach from this level to this level. Clear? All of you understood? So actually the experimentation is not required. What is required? Pulling up your mind from this level to this level. And our yoga says you need not experiment, because the experiment is a failure. Each experiment is a failure until the last correct experiment. And that last correct experiment is not because of your series of experiments, but because by doing these experiments, by some methodology, your mind has jumped from the lower level to the interesting level. So our rishi say, why worry about all these experiments? You just sit tightly, pull your mind up. From which level? So when you sit with closed eyes, what are you supposed to do? Are we doing it? Do you know the rationale of doing it? That this book will tell you. In very, very, but it is a difficult thing, you understand? It is not an easy thing. But it is not difficult also. If you are interested and exert your mind, so what we are trying to do? From this level to this level, and this level of buddhi, if you can maintain regularly, it is known as samadhi. The dhi, buddhi, is balance, equal. In samadhi state, all your problems are solved. And not only all your problems are solved, if you can visualize a man who has reached this state, even then your problems are solved. That is what happens when you pray to Sai Baba. When you see a picture of Sai, it is an image, is it not? The picture of Sai is an image. And when an image is there, naturally you are in. But when you are seeing the picture of Sai, your lower manas is identified with whose lower manas? With Sai's lower manas. But if you can continue that connection, you can go to the Sai samadhi state. Your problem is solved. That is the logic, the science behind it. And if you know the science behind it, you can do miracles. That is what I said in the morning also and now also. You can give eyes to the blind. You can make the lame people walk. You can make dumb to speak. You can. I have seen it happen myself. But the only thing is the link, yoga. What yoga? Between the patient and the doctor. The doctor must be in this state. If he is in that state, you can pull it. You can pull the patient to that state temporarily. He is cured. Okay. You got the rationale now? So this is sthula, this is kama or pranamaya, these two mixed is manomaya, this is buddhi. You understood what is buddhi? I could sufficiently make your brain tense and puzzled and worried. హెడేక్స్ ఏం రాలేదు ఎవరికి? ఎవరికి నేను బాగా చెప్పలేదు. మీ సమస్య రాకపోతే ఇంకా ఎవరికంటే అండర్స్టాండ్ జాస్మిన్ చేయండి. చాలా జాగ్రత్తగా అర్థం చేసుకోండి. ఇది నేర్చుకోవటానికి ఈ సోలార్ సిస్టమ్ లో సెకండ్ బొమ్మ ఒకసారి చూపించమా, డయాగ్రామ్ 2 అండ్ ఐ స్టాప్ దేర్. And now I will stop giving our physical examples. I will not talk about human beings. I will start talking about planet Earth. And later we will come back to our problems. Because if you understand the planet Earth, we are a part of planet Earth. Is it not? So if you know the elements from which that planet Earth is made up of, we can also know the elements from which we are made up, and we can solve our problems. You see here, you can understand what is written there, globes and their counterparts. I was talking about us. What did I say? You have a solar sharira, and then you have a kamamaya sharira, and then you have a lower mind sharira, higher mind, then buddhi. After that, Atma. After that, you have Anupadaka, and after that, Pahi. Another debate, Mani. Kontamandi confused avutunnaru. See, nomenclature matram yokka ivala bhasha nalla kottukondi. First is Adi. Adi ante ante modati nenu artham avutunnadu kada, not the cinema Adi. నెక్స్ట్ ఏంటి? అనుపాదక. ఆది మీన్స్ ఫస్ట్. అనుపాదక మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ఎ బటన్ లేనిది, దాన్నే దిగంబర అని అంటాం. అనుపాదక మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ క్లోత్. సో వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ దీస్ టూ ప్లేన్స్ మీన్. లెట్ ఇస్ నాట్ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ ఆన్ దట్. దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఆత్మ, బుద్ధి. మనస్సులో రెండు భాగాలు చేస్తున్నాం మనం, హయ్యర్ మనస్, లోవర్ మనస్, కామ, స్థూల. చెప్పండి ఇప్పుడు మొదటిది ఏంటి? ఇది నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ద నామన్ ఫీచర్స్ అండ్ దేర్ గ్రేడేషన్స్. లోవర్ నుంచి చెప్పండి. These levels, just as we have, even an atom also has. Chinna hydrogen atom iskunna anukondi, the smallest possible particle. Mana yoga vidya em cheptundi ante dani kuda ivanni unnayi. Em unnayi daniki? Sthoola shariram, hydrogen atom undi. Daniki em undi malla? Kamamaya shariram undi. దానికి ఏముంది? మనస్సు ఉంది. చాలా మంది నన్ను అడుగుతారు, హౌ కెన్ యూ బిలీవ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్ నాకంటే, హౌ డూ బిలీవ్? మీరు చెప్పేసి ఒప్పేసుకోవటం అని. ఏ హైడ్రోజన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఏ హైడ్రోజన్, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ చేంజ్ ఇట్ అంటే. మ్యాటర్ కెన్ నైదర్ బి క్రియేటెడ్ నాట్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ యు నో ఇట్. సో వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? ద నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ హైడ్రోజన్ ఐటమ్స్ ఆన్ ప్లానెట్ ఎర్త్ ఇస్ 6. ద నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ క్యాల్షియం ఐటమ్స్ ఆన్ ప్లానెట్ ఎర్త్ ఇస్ 6. They will not change their sthula sharira. Is it clear to you all? We are not immortal, but the elements of which you are made are immortal. You understood the statement? You are made up of calcium, phosphorus, all of the elements, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen. Is it not? Our body is made up of various elements. And science accepts that all these elements are immortal. They can neither be created. But if I ask them, if the elements from which you are made up are immortal, why can't you be immortal? Is it not a very simple question? Every part of which you are made up Every element of which you are made of is immortal. You cannot destroy it. So you are made up of what? Immortal particles. And you say that you are mortal, whose fault is it? I don't know. We will see what the solar system says. You got the point? Anyway, the solar hydrogen atom has a tama hydrogen atom because it always likes to be hydrogen atom. It does not want to change its nature. It does not like to. We change our prabhava whenever our mood suits. But a hydrogen atom is very adamant. Yanta manku katto danki. Nenu hydrogen atom gane untanu. The kalpanta vanku goda de hydrogen atom gane untunde. That is its desire. Intelligence. Whenever oxygen comes, two hydrogen atoms go there. Whenever chlorine comes, only one hydrogen atom goes. Whenever carbon comes, four hydrogen atoms come. It has a mind, it knows where it should go, in tools, in pairs, where it should go, four, cortex. Is it not? It has a mind of its own. Similarly, it has got its own buddhi. I don't know how to give an explanation to it. But the yoga says you have a buddhic hydrogen atom, higher mental hydrogen atom, lower mental hydrogen atom, kamamaya hydrogen atom, sulamaya hydrogen atom, atma hydrogen atom, anupadaka hydrogen atom, adi hydrogen atom. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Higher manas and lower manas are combined as one because there is mind. Okay? So anything which is physical has seven bodies. If you are able to see something, you have that, what is that? That is a speaker. So you have a physical speaker. So naturally what do you have? Just covering it, we have a kama speaker. We have a lower mind speaker. You have a higher mind speaker. Then buddhi speaker, atma speaker, anupadaka speaker, adi speaker. They are like layers. ఒక ఉల్లిపాయ ఉంటే ఉల్లిపాయలు ఒక పొర తర్వాత ఒక పొర ఎలా ఉంటుందో ఉంటాయి. అన్నిటికంటే డెన్సెస్ట్ అండ్ స్మాలెస్ట్ ఈజ్ స్థూల. అంతేత మిగతా బాడీస్ అన్ని ఎక్కడ ఉంటాయి? అక్కడే ఉంటాయి. ఓవర్ లాకింగ్ అర్థమైందా? ఎవ్రీ స్మాల్ పార్టికల్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఇట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ ఇట్. And therefore planet Earth also has seven. You have the sthula planet Earth, the kamamaya planet Earth, the mayamaya planet Earth, the buddhi planet Earth, the atma planet Earth, the anupadaka planet Earth, the adi planet Earth. Now you can understand the second diagram. And with that we stop today. That's it. The center one, you have the physical globe, this one the physical globe, then you have how many globes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So just as we have seven bodies, even the planet Earth has got the seven bodies. And now you remember this one, the seven bodies of planet Earth and how they behave. We are going to read tomorrow. So we have to know about the sthula sharira of planet Earth, the kamamaya sharira of planet Earth. Our yogis say, whenever there is sin there, bhumi chetam katukuni, Vishnu daggarikelli dhanam pettesi, babu nenu bharinchalekunda unnanu, nannu uddharinchu ante ee plane emindi annamata? Manomaya. The mind can't bear it. Abhyatana, so we discuss it like that. So we stop here. Any questions? How do? Heart. How does heart become desired? Okay. Your question?
But can't we explain the same thing as desire to
decompose and join to the oxygen atoms.
Okay.
So what can these people, how can they differentiate?
That is why I said I can't talk to you about a buddhi hydrogen atom. You heard? I told that I can't tell you how a buddhi hydrogen atom will be there. But we can, we'll see later. Maybe it is possible in this class we can understand. No, there is a lot of difference between intelligence and desire. For example, you have a desire to smoke a cigarette. I don't say you have a desire. But he has a buddhi which says that smoking is injurious to health. And now what is acting on him, the desire or buddhi? So buddhi is different from desire. But how to differentiate in a hydrogen atom, I don't know. I can't give you an example. But for a human being, we can very clearly say, all of us know that getting up early in the morning is very good for health. But we don't have a desire to get up early in the morning. The buddhi says it is good, your desire says sleep. That is why I say we are in the lower level. And if we can go to the buddhi level, really miracles happen. Really miracles happen. It is only keeping your mind to that level. Just now we are talking all these things, is it not? We are talking about Atma, we are talking about Adi, we are talking about Anupadaka. Is it not? And when we are talking about it, you certainly know that Buddhi is at a lower level than Atma. And Atma is at a higher level than buddhi. Is it not? You understand, you have that concept. And once you have a concept, you always remember you can reach it. You cannot reach when you do not have a concept. But if you have a concept, you can reach. Just as in the morning I was telling you, MBBS is at a lower degree than MD. And MD is at a higher level than MBBS. Then once you know this, what does it mean? If you attain, you can reach these levels, is it not? Similarly, if you can understand these levels, what does it mean? If you attain, you can reach these levels, the level of Anupadaka also. But, take that. No, because the experience is very different. Buddhi may know. Buddhi, we know that it is good, but we are not able to utilize it. But Atmic experience is very difficult to explain in this class, but probably in the last class I may be able to explain you what the Atma is. Right. Correct. And the pranic healers know the depth of also and they can experience also. They can scan. What are the scanning? The outer aura. And all of you can learn it. If you have just the patience and you fulfill the rules. So the mind is about 3 feet or 4 feet wide. The Kamamai Sarira is about 3 inches to 4 inches wide. You can stand it. And probably Suresh has got that instrument also, I think, which can fill in photography. It can be picturized also. He has it, I think. Interferentry. It is not exactly that question is very interesting. Seriously, I was talking about the scanning of the aura. So that you can be very, very easily aware of these bodies extending from our solar charira. And you have the clear photography also, which can show you. So tomorrow we can show that also. tomorrow or now itself, it all depends on their interest and your availability. So I was still talking about something. When I say the Kamame Sharira is about 2 or 3 inches away from our body, it doesn't mean that it sticks like that. It interpenetrates. For example, the Akasha, the space. The space is where the space is outside us. And inside us also there is space. And between atoms and atoms there is a vast space. Any science student knows that 10,000 times the space available we have. Consciousness. So in between the atoms is space, inside you is space, outside you is space. So what is happening? The space is interpenetrating and expanding. Similarly, the Kamamay Sharira is inside you and up to 2 inches. The Manomay Sharira is inside you also and about 3 to 4 feet. And the aura, the mental body, the lower mental body of Aurobindo was about 2 kilometers radius. And it is written in the books that the lower mental body of Buddha was about 3 miles radius. Manati 3 feet, eh? They could expand to that. All are interpenetrating. Now when you are walking, you don't ask for any company in the early morning. You have 7 bodies already with you. Is it not? You should feel it. You have the Sthula Sharira, you have the Pranamay Kosha, you have the Manomay Kosha in 2 levels. So why do you need a company? Yes. Lower mental, we can feel it. Higher mental is very difficult to feel the principles. So if you can scan, what you are scanning is the lower mental, the desired body, plus images and thoughts. You can't scan now. Oh no. You got the point? What she is asking? Tapas kattane kallu mutti chestam kadamma, kaani ela cheyalo teliyadu mundu. Uttane kallu mutti labham ledu ga. Suppose a doctor is facing a very serious complicated case. Mamuluga prescription raasistadu. A complicated case vachindi. He has to prescribe. అప్పుడు ఏం చేస్తాడు వాడు? కళ్ళు మూసుకుంటాడు కదా. కళ్ళు మూసుకుని ఏం చేస్తాడు? హి థింక్స్, ఎగ్జర్ట్స్ ఆల్ హిస్ థింకింగ్ ప్రాసెస్. బట్ వెన్ వీ మెడిటేట్, ఆర్ వీ ఎగ్జర్టింగ్ ఆర్ స్లీపింగ్? మనం మెడిటేషన్ చేస్తున్నప్పుడు ఆర్ యూ ఎగ్జర్టింగ్? డి యూ ఎగ్జర్ట్ జస్ట్ సింపుల్ సిట్? ఐ థింక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ద సింపుల్ సిట్ దట్స్ ఆల్. You don't know how to exert because you don't know the thinking process. A doctor knows how to think in his line. An engineer knows how to think in his line. A chemist knows how to think in his line. But we, the yogis, don't know how to think because you have not read any literature. And I think this one single book will give you the entire knowledge of how to think. Because this is the book which gives me always the confidence whenever I feel dejected and whenever I feel nothing is happening, nobody is coming, what to do. I go to this book, I get the mood, and immediately I say, yes, put the can, I am coming. So, ఇది మాత్రమే ఇంకా మీరు ఎప్పుడు గుర్తుంచుకోండి, ఎవరిని చూసినా మీకు సత్తా రీజన్ రావాలన్నమాట, డబుల్ రీజన్ కూడా కాదు. కానీ డాక్టర్ దగ్గరికి వెళ్ళి చూపించండి, చెప్పా రీజన్ అంటే ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ అనుకోండి, డబుల్ రీజన్ ఏ వస్తుందండి. యూ హ్యావ్ ఆల్వేస్ టు థింక్ ఇన్ సెవెన్స్. ఆ పేర్లు కూడా గుర్తుంచుకోండి, ఆది అనుపాదక ఆత్మ బుద్ధి హయ్యర్ మైండ్ లోవర్ మైండ్ కామ అందుకే ఆ గ్రైండింగ్ ఇవ్వటానికే ఈసారి క్లాసెస్ లో నేను మా ఫ్రెండ్స్ కి చెప్పింది ఏంటంటే మీరు ఇంటికి వెళ్ళాక మళ్ళీ చదువుకోవచ్చలేదు ఇక్కడే నేర్చేసుకోండి కొంచెం నేర్చుకున్నా ఇక్కడే అది మీకు చాలా గట్టిగా అర్థమవ్వాలి ఇంకోటి ఏం చెప్పాను మీకు అర్థమైందా ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ గో టు దై బుద్ధి ప్లే యూ గెట్ ఎన్ ఇన్స్టంటేనియస్ సొల్యూషన్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఇన్స్టంటేనియస్ సొల్యూషన్ అండ్ ఆల్ సైంటిస్ట్ గెట్ దేర్ సొల్యూషన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ ప్లే కానీ వాళ్ళకున్న ఎడ్యుకేషనల్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ ఏం చేస్తుంది అంటే ఆ ప్లేన్స్ వెళ్ళటానికి తగిన రాష్ని ఇస్తుంది మనం ఈ పుస్తకం చదివి ఆ స్టెప్స్ తెలుసుకోగలిగాను చూద్దాం ఎనిథింగ్ థాట్ బికమింగ్ ఏ డిజైర్ మొట్టమొదటి కంప్యూటర్ ఇండియాకి వచ్చినప్పుడు యూనివర్సిటీస్ లో కంప్యూటర్ క్లాసెస్ లేవు కదా ఎవరు పెట్టారు సమ్ ప్రైవేట్ పార్టీ దే ఎంజాయ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ మొదట కంప్యూటర్ మేము నేర్చుతాము అంటే దే ఎంజాయ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ అప్పుడు మొదట్లో కంప్యూటర్ నేర్చుకోవాలి అంటే చాలా తక్కువ మంది వెళ్ళారు కదా వాళ్ళందరూ అవుతుంది మన ఐడియా ఇప్పుడు అందరి కంప్యూటర్ నేర్చుకోవాలనుకుంటున్నారు అంటే ఎలా నేర్చుకోవాలనుకున్నారు ఇప్పుడు మొదట నేర్చుకోవచ్చు అనుకుని ఇప్పుడు నేర్చుకోవాలని ఎందుకు అనుకుంటున్నాను ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అభ్యాసం ప్రాస్పెక్ట్స్ అనే కాదు మెయిన్ ఏంటి అంటే మొదటిసారి సిగరెట్ తాగినప్పుడు కళ్ళమ్మట నీళ్లు వచ్చి దగ్గకుండా తాగినామని నేను అవన్నీ చూసి ఉండను మీరు చేసుకుని ఏర్పడిలే మీరు చెప్పింది కరెక్ట్ అవునా కాదో ఆలోచించుకోండి తాగకపోయినా మీరు దీన్ని ఒప్పేసుకోవచ్చు కదా మొదటిసారి సిగరెట్ తాగిన వాడు ఆనందంగా ఏం తాగాడు వాడి కళ్ళమ్మ నీళ్ళు వచ్చింటే దగ్గు వచ్చింది వాడు కొంచెం ఎనర్జీ ఏంటంటే పడిపోయి ఉంటాడు కూడా ఐ నో సర్టెన్ కేసెస్ వేర్ దట్ హ్యాపెన్ తర్వాత వాడు చేసి మొదలైపోయాడు దాని తర్వాత నాయన నువ్వు తాగొద్దురా అంటే డిజైన్ అన్నీ వదలదు అంటే ముందు బాధ పెట్టినటువంటి తర్వాత ఎలా మారిందని డిజైర్ గా మారింది ఎలా మారింది డిజైర్ గా విచక్షణ అభ్యాసం అందుకే మీకు నచ్చినా నచ్చకపోయినా విన్నా వినకపోయినా నేనేం చెప్తాను ఈ గోల్ రిపీటింగ్ రిపీట్ చేయగా 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 అది డిజైర్ గా మారిపోతుంది కానీ నువ్వు ముందే డిజైర్ ఉంచుకుని రిపీట్ చేస్తావు అనుకో ఎప్పుడేమవుతుంది Become an action, you need a desire. But for buddhi to become a physical manifestation, you don't need a desire. Once you go to the buddhic plane, things happen by themselves. You are breathing, is it not? And you are alive. You are digesting. How is this happening without your knowledge? Is it happening or not? And that is happening physically also. How it is happening? You understood? It is happening physically, is it not? But the logical mind is not controlling. Something else is controlling. That something else is different. Second, okay. Under the man? 1 minute, please, all of you should take your food and go. All of you heard it? And you heard it, then take it and move. Don't hesitate to take the food, you should take it. Rama, anyone wants to make me come here?